from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Chaitanya Madagani's father makes explosive claims about her death, an Australian woman is killed in a Bali landslide, and Meghan Markle launches a new project. That's what's coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Friday the 15th of March. First up, and a warning, this story contains details of domestic violence. The father of Chaitanya Madagani, whose body was found in a wheelie bin in regional Victoria at the weekend, has alleged her husband confessed to killing her. Speaking to the Herald Sun from his home in Hyderabad in India, South, Bolsetti Madagani recalled the moment his son-in-law, Ashok Raj Varukupala, appeared at his doorstep and said, "I'm sorry for what I did. Chaitanya is no more. I killed her." Mr. Varukupala allegedly told his father-in-law that he unintentionally suffocated his wife during an argument. Mr. Madagani said the 38-year-old then left his 4-year-old son with his grandparents and vanished. Detectives have not commented on Ms. Madagani's cause of death, and no one has been arrested in relation to the matter. But they have confirmed they wish to speak to Mr. Varukupala, who remains missing. Moving on to Bali, where an Australian woman has died after heavy rain triggered a landslide that swept away the villa she was staying in on the holiday island. Local officials say they found the 47-year-old woman and another male victim's body in sleeping positions in their bed after the landslide hit their wooden villa in Jatiluwi on Thursday morning. Their bodies have been transported to a hospital in Denpasar. A Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade spokesperson said it was providing consular assistance to the woman's family. The male victim's identity remains unknown. In other news, back in Victoria, and tributes are pouring in for the miner killed after a rock collapse at Ballarat Gold Mine earlier this week. Kurt Arrigan was identified as the 37-year-old victim of the tragic incident that has also left a 21-year-old man critically injured after a rockfall pinned them 500 metres underground on Wednesday afternoon. Friends and family have remembered the brother and father as an amazing family man and the best mate anyone could ask for. Work at the mine has been shut down while WorkSafe Victoria and Victoria Police investigate the death. To celeb news, and Meghan Markle has returned to Instagram to launch her new lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard. The Duchess of Sussex's new project is reportedly an extension of her old lifestyle blog, The Tig, with an insider telling Page Six that it will focus on home, garden, food, and general lifestyle wares. The source said Meghan's been working on American Riviera Orchard for over a year and that it would be all things that are close to her heart. A trademark application obtained by Page Six shows the brand will sell a wide range of home goods, including jams and spreads, tableware like cutlery, linens and drinkware, and even cookbooks. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
In sport, it was a big night of big footy clashes. In the AFL, Carlton won a classic against Richmond at the MCG, edging out the Tigers 86-81. Meanwhile, in the NRL, the Brisbane Broncos stormed home with a 28-18 win over the South Sydney Rabbitohs at Lang Park. And finally, NBA legend Michael Jordan has been challenged to apologise to Isaiah Thomas after dragging him in his doco, The Last Dance. In the 2020 Netflix program, Jordan addressed the rumour that he was responsible for keeping Thomas off USA's 1992 Olympic team. He denied the rumour, but had some choice things to say about Thomas. Thomas has now called out Jordan during an appearance on the Draymond Green Show. Have a listen.
This dude got on national television, international television, and called me an asshole, somebody who's been really good to him. And until he apologizes on international television, we ain't no conversation. You can't apologize and have a private dinner when you done embarrassed me publicly.
And you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the U.S., and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.